An almond grower pivots a bit, not just pulling out and replanting, leaving that field alone for a couple of years to take on excess water. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Mark Hudson is a Central Valley almond farmer, does things a little different.
And you can go back to almonds in a few years, but get away from the rip it out and plant it back. Rip it out, plant it back maybe in 3 years. You might be pulling out another orchard, do the same thing, just slow down that replant and leave those fields open for those excess water flows and prepare them for it so that when you do plant back, they can still take excess water for a while and you might have a field that's ready to take a whole bunch of water.
And this winter, just like last winter, is taking on a lot of water. And people like Hudson are storing that in the field and recharging their groundwater. We asked Hudson if he's bullish about agriculture, doing the things he's doing.
It depends on the day you ask me.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we have the best state, best climate, best soils. All we need to add is water. And it's a mystery to me why it's so difficult to see people and get them to understand that. But I think if I do something different, that I can show that, look, this is what we're doing to pivot from what we've been doing to what we can do. I really believe that we're in not even in the first inning as far as farmers getting involved. We've been waiting to be told what to do. We should just go ahead and do what we think might work on our farms. And it might be different in your area or his area or my area, but farmers can pivot and transition.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.